With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. No surprise at all. As expected, there were fireworks Wednesday when War Secretary Pete Hegseth went before the House Armed Services Committee. Democrats complained over a war being waged without congressional approval. Republicans focused on the details of the military budgeting and voiced support for the Iran operation. Former FBI Director James Comey in court Wednesday.
Comey is accused of threatening President Trump with a social media post last year, a photo from the beach of seashells arranged in the numbers 8647.
You ever see the movies? 86 of them. The mobster says to one of his wonderful associates, 86 of them. That means kill him.
Donald Trump is the 47th president. Comey says he did not interpret the numbers as a call to violence against the president, but as a political message. James Comey was fired as FBI director during the first Trump term. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Tornado destroying numerous homes and other structures in the community of Mineral Wells, Texas, just west of Fort Worth. Fire Chief Ryan Dunn.
We got a call in the Country Club Estates area, which is just directly back to our west, and evidently was the initial potential impact space of that area. And when we responded there, it was just for a medical call. There was not a lot of information given. And as we arrived on scene, we noticed that there was a lot of debris, a lot of roofs off, and then we started seeing buildings collapse and everything else.
And officials say it's one of the worst hailstorms to hit Missouri in years, injuring a number of people. An emu at the Springfield Zoo was hit and killed by hail. Power was knocked out to thousands. Hailstones were the size of softballs. This is SRN News. Good news, Americans are going back to church. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Hartford Institute for Religious Research has released a new study that indicates the nation's houses of worship are rebounding from the pandemic 5 years ago. The survey of 24,000 churchgoers finds that most churches have maintained their attendance since COVID, and many are seeing an increase. However, the Institute warns that this mild uptick has not changed the overall trend of fewer people attending worship services across the board. Michael Harrington reporting.
Scholars are drawing attention to the religious freedom provision in the Constitution. Now, shortly after independence in 1776, Thomas Jefferson drafted the Virginia Statute of Religious Freedom. That law provided a template for the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, ratified in 1791. The amendment prohibits Congress from enacting laws that favor religion personally. This is SRN News. When it comes to violence, there is a disturbing new trend. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer says, sadly, it is growing.
Europol says that an international task force formed to crack down on violence as a criminal service has led to 280 arrests in its first year and has identified more than 1,400 people linked to violence as a service. The arrests underscore a trend of criminals using social media and messaging apps to hire people to carry out acts of violence ranging from assaults to murder. Many of those recruited are youngsters across international borders. Europol also posted details on a European Most Wanted site of three men wanted for alleged involvement in so-called violence as a service networks for crimes including murder, drug trafficking, and money laundering. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com.